I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
I just want to talk about the opportunity that the Raiders have. They've played 8 games so far this 2020 season. They've heard all week long how they're 5-3. We just talked to Chris, and he was saying that, hey, you know, surprised by some of the games that they were able to win and sitting at 5-3 after 8 games. And, you know, we've been talking about it quite a bit. They're starting to get some press. You know, they're starting to get the national conversation that Raider Nation always wants them to have. They're hearing their names. They're hearing how well Derek Carr is playing, how well the offensive line is doing, even with injuries. They're hearing that. Now it's their opportunity to go and take that next step. You know, they have a game coming up this week, obviously, against the Broncos, who are not as good of a team as the Raiders are. There's just no doubt about it. But we also know what the NFL's like. It's one of those leagues where any team can win on any given day. So now you want to see and you want to learn kind of a little something about this team. Can they block out that outside noise? Can they truly focus on one game at a time? Or is there somebody that might be peeking a little around the corner and looking at that Kansas City game coming up next week thinking, wow, this could be one of those big time games, could be on a 3-game winning streak and, you know, have an opportunity to really make a move in the division? Or are they laser focused, which is what they need to be? They need to be laser focused on the task at hand, which is the Denver Broncos. Mo Moten brought that up a little earlier when we were talking to him. You know, hey, you cannot look ahead. We can do it. We could talk about it. We could say that's a dub, that's a dub, that's an L, whatever. That's what we do. You know, we could talk about pretty much anything. But these players, these coaches, they've got to be laser focused on what the task at hand is. And that's just improving to 6-3. That's improving to 1-0 every single week. They have 8 games left for sure. Do they want to play a 9th game? Do they want to potentially play a 10th game? It is up to them. It starts this week. You got 8 games. You go 5-3 in the back 8, you're going to the playoffs. It's just that simple. You don't have to worry about Cleveland losing. You don't have to worry about the Colts losing. You don't have to worry about a lot of teams losing. All you have to do is handle your business. They've set themselves up to be in their own position, to take care of their own selves and be the drivers of their ship. But they've got to go out there and handle their business. And it starts this Sunday against the Broncos, not the Chiefs, the Broncos.
I was not.
I'm glad I didn't say nothing I wasn't supposed to say.
No,
I've been up here questioning. The wife was looking at me like I was talking to strangers.
We just wanted to give everybody a pause to think through your words because they were so profound. That's wow. All.
Almost walked away. I was about to say, I guess I'll talk to them on Monday.
We'll talk to you Monday. No, sorry for that, folks. But you know what, Q? No, I applauded. I was applauding, and then I realized the mic wasn't on because I wasn't hearing it through my earphones and my monitor. But we got it all right. Okay, good. But no, you're absolutely right. In fact, I did a hit today with my good friend Carrington Harrison in Kansas City, right? Because even though that's 2 weeks away, they just wanted to get a sense for the Raiders because it is a divisional game coming up. And he asked me, he said, how good is this Raiders team? And I said, they're pretty dang good if you think about what happened through the first half. But I said, it's a win now league. It's a win every week league. And they were asking if I thought it was a trap game for the Raiders. And I told them, in this case, I did not believe it was. I said, because I think the Raiders, they haven't experienced those big wins yet. They haven't strung them together. Yes, they beat the Browns. Yes, they beat the Chargers. But they're coming home, and it's a divisional game, and they know they have to win it. And to me, I think they understand that. I don't think they're looking towards the Chiefs. I don't think this team has that kind of swagger yet to say, well, yeah, we can't wait to face the Chiefs. Certainly, that's a big game, but you have to win against the Broncos first. And that's the thing. I told them, I said, look, I don't think the Broncos will beat the Raiders. I just don't see it.
Right. But I don't either. I think the Raiders could beat themselves and allow the Broncos to win, but I don't think the Broncos will beat the Raiders.
No, that's exactly what I said. I said the only people who beat the Raiders Sunday will be the Raiders.
Yep.
And I said they've done that at home. They did that against the Bills. And the Buccaneers a little bit, but at least earlier on. But the Bills, for sure, they should if they didn't beat themselves in that game, they could be sitting right now at 6-2 instead. So to me, that's it. And I still sense in Kansas City they don't think that the Raiders are for real. So
no, they don't. Like Kansas City, they think that the only team that matters is Kansas City.
Correct. And I get that. You just won the
and
Super
that's fine.
Bowl. You just won the Super Bowl. I get that. And it is. I mean, they hate the Raiders. The Raiders hate them. So right. So we get that because they asked. They I guess they did a poll and they asked fans if they thought that the Raiders were that good at 5-3. And of course, they all said no. I said, well, of course, guys. Of course, they're going to say that. It's a rivalry. They don't like each other, especially fans. They don't like the teams. But in reality, this Raider team, especially on offense, is in a position to really get to a good spot, and we've been saying it all week, Q. All they got to do is repeat what they did in the first half. Go 10-6.
Exactly.
That's it.
You go 10-6. You're in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
And so that to me says a lot. But you're absolutely right. The,